Hey, let's talk about G-spots and squirting and the fucking superb mess. This is partly as a response to one of the questions on my AMA that I didn't answer, and also because I love G-spot orgasms and have just had about, I don't know, 6 in a row. And so, yeah, there's going to be some cleanup in aisle 4. I found this questionnaire from Science as Fuck some time ago. And let's see. I'm going to take a crack at this. Squirting. When was the first time it happened? So my first serious girlfriend, I was like 18, and we were just exploring all the facets of lesbian lovering that we could, you know, and just, I had never been fisted before, and she was a little bit older, a little bit more experienced than I was, and that, the build-up to being fisted was incredible, and that, I think, was the first time there was just a full-on overwhelming feeling, and I was so turned on and so into it and so willing to just go with it that I didn't want to stop and was like, okay, well, I guess something's happening, this is a new feeling, but holy shit, it feels so good, carry on. And then I think it surprised us both a little bit. So that's actually the first two questions. When was the first time it happened? And describe the first time I ever squirted. Like, I'm a lifelong masturbator. You know, I can't remember not knowing how to get myself off. So that was a new experience in terms of orgasm. Am I a gusher, a sprayer, or a dribbler? So I was just having this conversation. I think I have determined that I am a gusher. So sometimes there's just a puddle and I'm in it. And I think that the spraying is some distance and it dribbling seems like there is only a little bit. And sometimes there's a kind of a lot. What triggers it? How do we make it happen? So it's always, for me, it's always G-spot. And just like steady, firm, and unrelenting pressure, rhythmic G-spot stimulation is the key to my squirt. It's eminently possible for me to make that happen for myself. Certain toys, girthy, curved toys, or penises. I don't really love... That's not true. I like vibrators. I like some kinds of internal vibe, but mostly like the pressure sensation is way more likely to result in that kind of orgasm and that kind of squirting orgasm. Are there situations where I can't prevent it? That seems kind of like a dolly. Yeah. No, it's going to happen if it's going to happen. And it's like if I'm being edged or if I'm edging myself, it's like a little tiny bit. Like there'll just be like a little beginning kind of a little extra lube feeling. And then if I'm like pushed over or pulled over or made to stay on that edge, or made to stay in that orgasmic, multi-orgasmic, forced orgasm state, it goes on, and yet absolutely cannot prevent it from happening. Feels like, it's like a sneeze. Yes, can I do it with the object still inside me, or do I have to pull it out? Sometimes it is so forceful that I will, like, accidentally... Like if I'm fucking myself with a cock, with like a dildo, it'll come out just by contraction and squirt force. I don't know what you call that. If it's like a person with a cock, a biological penis, that's fine. Just stay inside me and let me come all over your cock. Absolutely. And yeah, so either. I like it when the object stays inside because it makes it. So I'm just going to keep coming. Do I do it during sex? Well, I think that's hopefully fucking obvious. Yes. If so, what is my partner's reaction? Usually, holy shit, that's so fucking hot. Oh my God, come on my cock some more. Things like that. Any noteworthy stories or incidents? So one time I was meeting up with my lover in a kind of a crappy small town motel, kind of a joint in between our two places of residence. And we just really went at it, and I didn't really plan ahead. And I didn't put a towel down, and I didn't deal with the mess very much. I just kind of left. And they were quite concerned that I'd spilled some kind of beverage on the sheets and the covers and the mattress. Like, it was bad. It was a fucking lots of fluid. And so we had to, like, basically make up a story about the ice bucket spilling and, like, all this shit. And I think after not very long, the hotel manager or whoever we were talking to kind of clued in. And then it just got super awkward and hilarious for me, because I was like, whatever, I have loud, intense, wet, fucking hot orgasms. So, ta-da, here I am. And they just couldn't really be worked into the conversation very naturally. I think we might have had to pay something for the extra cleaning. And yeah, how do I deal with the mess? And just try to plan ahead a tiny bit, or have like something, a towel, a bathrobe, whatever. For me, it's in good fun, and I don't feel embarrassed or ashamed or like awkward. Like, oh, that's awesome. Hey, there's proof of awesomeness. Sometimes I get like bathtub fingers, you know, like after a seriously long amount of fucking myself, my fingers are all pruny. I'm sure I'm not alone in that. Thank you for this opportunity for a slightly curated guided tour of my G-spot. This is your superb mess enjoying herself as per usual. Bye.